this week is a double parsha for Emes Kedoshim. In the middle of Kedoshim, we have a pasuk Mipnei Seva Takum V'Adarta B'nei Zakein V'Yireisim Elokech Ani Hashem. Before an elderly person, which really means someone who's acquired chachma, the Torah knowledge, you should stand up and you should revere an elder and fear your God. I am Hashem. So there's a Gemara in there's one Gemara in Kedushin that says that there's a Gemara in Makos that says that a certain I think it was Abaye said how foolish people are that they stand up for a Sefer Torah when a Sefer Torah passes by, but they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham who walks by. So the implication is the Talmud Chacham is much greater. But there's a different Gemara that seems to say that the Torah itself is greater than the Talmud Chacham. So of course you would have to, because it says, how do you know you have to stand up if a Torah walks by? It says if you have to stand up for someone who learns Torah, for the Torah itself, you certainly have to stand up. So which one came first, the Talmud Chacham or the Torah? Well, I mean, which one? It's circular reasoning over here. You learn this one from the other one, but you learn the other one from the first one. So the Ran in Kedushin says that, no, really, of course, the Torah comes first. And without the greatness of the Torah, there's someone who learns Torah you wouldn't have to stand up for either. So I have a whole explanation for this. We certainly don't have time for it, but the idea is that the Beis Halevi in Midrasha says that the second Luchos are much different than the first Luchos. In the first Luchos, and he shows it from Midrashim, the entire Torah was in the first Luchos. So if you would have looked at the first Luchos, you would have not had any questions. You would have known the answer to any question you had. But after the Cheda Egel, when the Jews, Moshe came down and they were worshipping the Egel, Hashem separated, he bifurcated the oral law from the written law. And that's how he explains the Medrash, that the letters were floating away when Moshe dropped the Luchos. It meant the letters of the oral law were floating away, and then without the oral law, the Torah, the written law is too heavy. How do you understand it? If you just have a Torah Shebiksav without the Torah Shebapeh, you have no way of interpreting what it means. So that's why the letters were floating away. So it ends up that based on that, we can say that Reb Chaim Brisker, one of his ways of making distinctions to answer questions, sometimes is a requirement on the object, sometimes it's on the person. You know, sometimes a certain halacha is based on the subject, sometimes it's based on the object. So I think with that, we can explain the Ran with that the Torah Shebiksav, or Sefer Torah, is the chepza of Torah, and therefore you have to stand up for the object of Torah. But the Talmud Chacham is the Gavra, the person who has studied the Torah. He is actually not just the person, but he's the object of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So instead of the Torah being written ink on the cloth, the mind of the Talmud Chacham has learned Torah, it's connected to his body. He's the object of the oral law, and because of that, we have to stand for him. But of course, without the written law, there would be no oral law. So that's why the sage is greater, that we have to stand for him. Yet without the Torah law, without the written Torah, we never would have been able to stand for him either.